Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. A top U.S. military commander says that Iran is the greatest threat to our world today. That's the headline. In one moment, Ken Timmerman will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The top United States commander says that Iran is the greatest global threat there is. Boy, that's pretty strong.
It is. This is U.S. Central Command Commander General Joseph Votel, and he was testifying in Congress, and he went down Iran's threat around the world, but specifically in the Middle East. He said there's been no reduction in Iran's bad behavior since the nuclear accord, and he warned about the activities of the Iran Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, the IRGC, around the world, and their efforts to subvert U.S. allies. So this was a significant statement. You're right.
Well, at the same time, Iran is calling on the United States to stop their harassment. I guess it's because of some of the naval activities going on in the Persian Gulf.
Well, I think they're also worried about this stepping up of the rhetoric against the Iranian regime. That statement came after Votel's testimony. The Iranians were listening, and here you had the defense minister in Iran clearly referring to Votel and reiterating a long-standing Iranian demand. I mean, this goes back 30 years, that the United States leave the Persian Gulf, that we no longer patrol it with the United States Navy. But it shows the Iranians are worried. They're nervous. They believe that they're going to face a more aggressive United States that will enforce freedom of navigation around the world and will check Iran's expansionist ambitions.
Ken Timmerman in Washington reporting on the issue that Iran is the greatest global threat today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. For many years, Israel has said that Iran is their number one threat. Prime Minister Netanyahu even addressed the joint houses of the United States Congress in an effort to stop the Iranian nuclear deal. He failed, and the United States moved to allow Iran to continue its research on developing a nuclear weapon of mass destruction. Many Arab countries in the Middle East are very much concerned. That would include Saudi Arabia. In fact, the Saudis are seeking to become a nuclear-powered nation today to be able to combat the Iranian threat. The ancient Jewish prophets, Daniel and Ezekiel, warned of Iran as a threat. They did this some 2,500 years ago. That would be Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5, and Daniel 11 verses 43 and 44. Iran, referred to as Persia in the Ezekiel account, will help lead an alignment of nations that will go against the Jewish state of Israel in the last days. That stage is set. Prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...